She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it.
Generally speaking, gang, are people smart?
No. Heavens no.
No.
Absolutely
not. Chewy answered that twice with the microphone off, so I feel like this case is closed.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm smart adjacent. I don't know what the adjacent is.
Wait,
I thought you were dumb adjacent.
It's true, I did say that, but I did also say I'm one click below dumb, which was wrong.
Which was dumb.
Correct. No,
How many stops are you from smart? You know, are you like two stops on the train? Are you
I'm about 100 yards.
Oh, okay.
100 yards.
Quick sprint.
From smart. But I'm smart at some things and really dumb at others.
Yeah, that's generally how it works. So I wanted to tell you guys that I was in New York this past Tuesday and Wednesday. And first of all, can we talk about New York hotel prices for a moment?
Me and Andrew were just having that conversation in Minneapolis.
What'd you say?
Hotels are the biggest ripoffs right now on the planet. On the planet. You're there for 14 hours. Can I get early check-in? Nope. Can I get late check-out? Nope. They suck. I mean, they really do.
And I'm guessing that when you were there, they were able to, whatever the equivalent of surge pricing is for hotels, because you were there for a graduation. They
Correct.
Know, they've got the calendar in front of them. They know when there's a big event, a lot of people coming in, they can crank up those prices. So I'm in New York on Tuesday, and I didn't book a hotel because I was like, I'll just get one when I get there. Well, that was a mistake. $1,200 a night?
Yeah.
$1,500 a night?
Yeah.
$3,600 a night?
For the presidential suites?
For a room at a hotel near where I was doing my event.
With like 12 meals? Like
no
you just
meals.
Get a, you just get a buffet in the room and have 11 of your closest friends
Zero
over?
Zero meals.
Yeah.
$6,000 a night at the Plaza, which I was never going to stay at the Plaza. What am I, Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone 2?
But at that point, you were just curious.
I was like, yeah, this is a big one.
I mean, in some level of fairness, you were in one of the most expensive zip codes in all of America.
Yeah, but I've done this before, Joshy. I do this every year where I go out there. And yes, they run me $400, mm-hmm. maybe five. Never, ever, ever a comma. There's never a comma involved. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be, I don't feel comfortable dropping a grand to see. So I was thinking, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the Emmys. I'm going to bring my suitcase with. I'm going to stash it in the coat room. And then I'm going to go back to LaGuardia and I'll sleep at LaGuardia. I'll go to the Delta Lounge,
yeah.
grab a chair, catch a few Z's and then catch my flight back. I was on an 8:30 home. I could have gone on a 6 home and that's what I probably would have done. But I remember that my aunt lives in New York.
You should have stayed. Should have stayed there. Now, we have a scam. I'm not going to tell you what the scam is, but we do have a scam. I'm not telling you.
Wait.
Don't ask, but yes.
Excellent contribution by you.
What is...
It brings it down to normal prices.
Is this just a scam in general that you're bragging about, or is this a hotel scam?
He takes a piece of hair out of his head.
It's a hotel scam, and it's wonderful, and I got it from my friend Sharkbait down in Florida.
What is the value of saying that you have information, but you're not sharing the information in this setting?
Absolutely nothing.
Because I don't want anyone else to have it.
I think this is one of those situations, Chu, where you were told to keep it a secret, but you were supposed to tell everybody. So I think you should just tell us.
No, I'm not telling you. No.
Worth a shot, game.
Yeah, I mean,
50-50.
And it's not illegal. It's nothing like that. It's just like, you know what? Screw you.
I mean, if you're not going to share
I'm
with
not
me
sharing it.
Your really great streaming service, if you're not going to nominate me when one of those spots comes open, the least you can do is try to save me a little bit of coin when it comes to hotels.
Maybe he'll tell you off the air.
The problem is this. I don't want to devalue the scam. So if I let you guys know, it would devalue the scam. It would make the chances greater
scam
than
arrogance.
They would
Let's move
figure
on.
It out.
Let me ask you a question. I do have a question.
All right, I got to write it down.
Philosophically, are you okay saying over and over and over again that you're scamming somebody?
I don't think it's a scam. I think they're crooks
you
in what they charge.
You call it a scam. I'm just using your language.
Scam's probably the wrong word. How's this? Skirting the system. Is that fair?
How about loophole? Do you like loophole?
Loophole's good.
There it is.
Illegal. It's not illegal.
I feel pretty comfortable scamming something like a Walmart.
Okay.
What do you mean?
a multi-billion dollar conglomerate scam.
No. I understand that you had no issue with scamming Walmart.
Yes.
I want to know what your scam of Walmart is.
If you're to scam the Marriott, I'm not going to lose sleep.
Yeah.
They got a lot of money. Yeah. They'll be okay.
The Hiltons doing all right for themselves. Right.
It's like if you try to slide in a double coupon and the person doing the checking out or whatever doesn't get it. I don't know. Hey.
That happened to me at Walmart when I worked there. A lot of people like to go to the young kids, and guess who just said, okay, I don't care? Me.
Like I told
the young
you,
kid.
Not my money.
I told you Amazon the one time I got these lanterns that we didn't wind up liking in Florida, but they sent in separate boxes, and I sent them back in one big box, and they said, oh, you sent back one. I said, no, I sent back two. And they would not budge. I'm like, I'll get you back. I got them back. Got them back. I'm good at that stuff, man.
And speaking of getting back to staying at my aunt's.
Yes.
She doesn't have a phone charger in her apartment. If I were staying at a hotel, I only need the cord because you can plug it into the nightstand or the lamp or all the things that they have the plugs into. So I got to walk to the Home Depot in downtown in Manhattan, okay? Upper East Side Manhattan. And I get in there to buy the phone charger. And I walk out. I don't walk out with the phone charger. Sorry. Getting ahead of myself.
She scammed Home Depot.
Exactly. There it is. Which I should not do since they are the presenting sponsor of Game Day, but I digress.
I don't want to get too far off track. You went to a Home Depot for a phone charger?
That's the closest thing.
Bodegas. All of them have phone chargers.
You're probably right.
I've been to many of them.
I will tell you this, though. My aunt only lives four blocks from the Home Depot that's there. So it was fine. I'm fine. But so I get to the checkout. This is what I want to get to with you guys. I get to the checkout and I'm talking to the gentleman who's running the checkout. And maybe he picks up a slight accent or something. I don't know. But he says, where are you from? I said, oh, I live in Wisconsin. He says, where's that? And I
said, fair.
I said, it's just north of Illinois. And he said, where's that?
Okay.
And I said, are you familiar with Chicago? And he said, oh, yeah, I know the Bulls. And I said, well, Illinois is the state that the Bulls live in.
So, you know, he is a believer in flyover people.
Okay. So what I want to ask this morning
is... Which is very offensive to people in the Midwest. Am I right or wrong?
Correct.
See this on the stream?
Yeah, that is correct.
See this on the stream?
Or you are talking to somebody who is not an American.
Or dumb.
This is a blank map of the United States.
Okay.
How many of these states do you think everyone in here knows?
All of them.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was like, I can tell you what each of these are. I will tell you this, though. I always get Wyoming and Colorado confused.
Well, Colorado's perfect square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Wyoming is not?
Correct.
Yep.
What about Delaware, Maryland?
The Northeast is worth in the.
That's where things get dicey.
Dicey for me.
Well,
Vermont,
really
New Hampshire.
Think you could nail all.
I've been.
I mean, so I believe Chewy can because again, the whole Vermont, New Hampshire thing is. That's the only thing that would trip me up.
So you got a point.
That's a 50-50 chance there.
Well, I just said the same thing. Which is the lefty? Which is the righty?
Yeah, it's a 50-50 on Vermont, New Hampshire.
Delaware, Maryland's tough.
How is Delaware, Maryland tough?
Because they're right next to one another.
Yeah, but like the tiny... Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
What we should do here is give old Chew a pen, and during the break...
Okay.
He gets to write all the names, no assistance. He writes all the names he can possible. Because I've done this quiz. It's on Sporkle.
Yeah.
I've never gone 50 for 50. I get tripped up, but I'm like 46, 47 in that range. Because some of those in that Northeast, I flip-flopped. Well, you're from there.
But he's from the Northeast,
I know.
Why I think Chewy's got the best chance, because he's from the Northeast.
Yeah.
So kind of, you know, the mumbo-jumbo that is New England, he's going to be able to sort that
out. Wait, you don't think I have the best chance since I travel to all of these states? There are only six states in the U.S. I haven't been to.
Apparently, without a way to plug in your phone. You can't be trusted.
No, I had a cord. I just didn't have a block.
Yeah, as much as you travel, how do you not have a block?
Guess what? I'll print you another sheet. You do your own. You see if you go 50-50.
You do it, too. I think Gabe should have to do it, too.
No, I already said I didn't have the best chance of going 50 for 50. I can go...
You wanted 50 for 50 glory. You got to prove it.
Yeah.
All right, I think I can do it.
Yeah, if you want to say you've got the best chance...
Especially because when I looked at the map, I was like, which of these is Wyoming again? And then I looked at the map and was like, oh, that's Wyoming. Okay, good.
That's actually Colorado.
Maybe. All right, we got to get to Jason Wilde here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of stuff to get to this morning. I'm sure you saw the news about the tush push. We will talk about that and why, and if you're okay with the Packers being the dummy to the NFL's ventriloquist. We'll explain that metaphor as the show goes on. Also, I'm sure you saw the game last night. I'm sure everybody saw. And as I said to Gabe, at one point late in that contest, I go, oh no, Knicks fans, we've been here. Bucks fans have been here before. So we'll talk about that as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on this morning. Stick around.
The next best round of golf for you. What's going to happen to the Wisconsin Country Club? Do what I did. Join. Become a member at the Wisconsin Country Club. Some of the great things. No assessments, no food and beverage minimums, and a beautiful course that is fun and challenging. It's my favorite part. It's the reason why I joined. I love playing that course. It is so replayable, and you're not going to get bored out there. Great practice area, too, if that's something you want to get into with the range. A couple of different short game areas, the putting greens. The Wisconsin Club also has tennis, pickleball courts, pool with themed Sunday fun days every week. Especially once it gets warm. Get started today. Visit thewisconsincountryclub.com for membership info. The Wisconsin Country Club, just a fair way away.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Don't mind me, just over here filling out my state map. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 6 left. But I got to take a break. Get to Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Do you have New Hampshire yet?
Yeah.
Live free or die, Jason.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
You bozo. I'm working through the Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska area right now. That's what I'm trying to, doing one
that
of those.
That can be tricky.
It is a little tricky. I think it's a little tricky. The guys made fun of me. They're like, one is a square and one is a rectangle. I was like, okay. Jason, so the tush push yesterday does not get passed, but that seemed to be kind of the side story. It got very loud. There were some phrases thrown out there that we can't even say on the radio. A Kelsey showed up. What was your reaction to what went down yesterday regarding the tush push?
The Packers should have never agreed to be the sacrificial lamb.
Great call. Great call.
Like, I just don't, like, I understand why the league wanted them. And I don't know if people saw this, but the team president of the Lions actually said publicly, on the record, that Troy Vincent had come to him about that reseeding proposal where you didn't have to necessarily win your division to get a top four seed if you had a better record than a division winner. He flat out, he said the quiet part out loud and said, yeah, the league approached us and asked if we wanted a partner in a proposal. Now, that did not have enough votes to pass, so they pulled it at the meeting yesterday in suburban Minneapolis. They did not do the same for the Packers' proposal about the tush push, and then it promptly lost. It won, but it lost. I love the Eagles, by the way, with their victory laps. There were 22 teams who voted to abolish it. They just didn't get the 24 they needed to truly get rid of it. So I thought that this was poorly handled, but if I was the Packers, I'd be pissed. Like, I would just be like, look, you guys, you put us in this position. Now they're going to come, and look, they're not going to win or lose the game on November 10th on Monday Night Football based on the fact that they proposed the tush push. But they just, why they had to have their name attached to it, I understand the reasoning that they don't have an owner and Murphy's retiring, and, you know, that it prevented their from being a, you know, big argument between Jeffrey Lurie and a specific owner whose team would have presented it. But the bottom line is that they put the Packers in position to fail, and that's what the proposal did, fail.
Jason, I was on with Homer yesterday, and Homer floated the idea that the Packers owed Goodell something for bringing the draft to Green Bay. You think that's a possibility or no?
Yeah, he floated that to me too. I mean, maybe it's part of the whole stew, right? Hey, you know, because look, Roger Goodell, as I've said to you guys before and others, like he's asked Murphy to float ideas before, right? Like at one point, he was the one who floated the idea of fewer preseason games. And then he suggested the model of 16 regular season and only 2 preseason. Then it was the 17, and well, if we can just be at 20. Like when they started working on getting to the 17th game, Mark Murphy was the guy who was front and center putting that stuff out there for people to react to. It's kind of like the old Life cereal commercials. Give it to Mikey. When it comes to ideas, it's, hey, give it to Murphy. See how people react, because you know he's going to say something publicly anyway, so we might as well just tell him to say something publicly. So, yeah, maybe that's part of it. I didn't, as I sometimes do with other Homer ideas, I did not dismiss it immediately out of hand. So there might be something to that, sure.
But is that going to continue with Murphy on his way out and policy coming in?
Great question. If I'm at policy, I'm like, I'm not your Huckleberry. I'm not doing this. I just saw what happened to us with this tush push business. You know, find somebody else. Ask Jacksonville, right?
Nobody cares about Jacksonville.
Who's that rookie GM down in Jacksonville? let's hoodwink him. Let's always make sure Jacksonville brings these proposals anymore. What are they gonna say? No, they're barely in the league. They're on the verge of being relegated. So I don't know. That's a great question, Gabe. If I'm at policy, though, I would have a policy that I wasn't going to do this anymore.
Jason, do you think that the Packers will implement the tush push into their offense a little bit more now that it is legal for another year?
So I don't – like, they have their own version, right? They motion Tucker Kraft, who clearly has better hands than Chewy, because Lord knows Holmgren would have never put him under center, into that spot. But
can you imagine that, Chew?
What's that?
You and Frank running the tush push? Brett Ocean behind you?
The smell.
Barf,
no.
Your butt behind
you. No, I'm out.
I'm sorry, Jason.
No, it's okay. It's great imagery. Dazzling detail, some might say. But they have their version, right, with Tucker Kraft. But what I think is important to note is that they don't utilize, like, Josh Jacobs and Jordan Love then shoving his butt forward trying to get the first down. Now, he was perfect last year. I think, including playoffs, he was 6 for 6. So it's been effective for them. I still think that this thing is on borrowed time. Like, you get 22 votes. Next year, they're going to have some sort of, you know, medical information. I think they, you know, having the – again, did they ask the Packers to rewrite the language right before they voted again, right? I thought that was odd. It's just ham-handed how this whole thing was handled. They said that there was a greater risk of injury, but they had no evidence to back it up. There was no proof of it because it's not used so frequently that they'd be able to use it. Then, like you said, Jason Kelsey coming, like this is Capitol Hill with lobbyists coming in. It's just, what a weird deal. And then, the Eagles, like, I've never seen a team's social media department go overboard. They did like 10 memes on winning this vote that they lost 22-10. And then they put up, do you guys see this on YouTube? They put up a 26-minute montage of all their successful tush pushes. Like, I hope you're, I don't understand. Like, this idea that this is, you know, they're so, and again, I do not feel comfortable quoting Jeffrey Lurie on our airwaves, but the comparison he made to having this play that's unstoppable, I just thought this was a bad look for the league, and the Packers were front and center, and I thought unfairly.
Jason, is this NFL flag football Olympics going to be a complete joke? I mean, who's the comp? I had a brother that's 3 years older than I am that when he was like 24, he'd play against 10-year-olds and dominate and go, yeah, in your face. Like, who's the competition? I mean, really?
Well, not 10-year-olds, but yeah, I don't, because that would really be something. Look, I don't know how this will ultimately shake out, right? Didn't they, correct me if I'm wrong, Jen, but they had a rule that you can only send one player from each team, was like the compromise of getting NFL players involved. I don't know. It seems that the players are very excited about this idea. That's the impression that I get, but I don't know. Like, do we find when they play flag football at the Pro Bowl, is that good television? Like, do fans like it? I don't know the answer to that. I mean, enough fans do, Jason.
Because, I mean, it's not a typical NFL number that, you know, in terms of television ratings, but still draws enough
fans. Why am I
watching?
It's on TV.
Not yet.
Not yet. It actually is on TV at this point. So, yeah, it's a great question. I was reading a story the other day about Brock Purdy and how he credits playing flag football for making him a good, fast decision maker from a young age. I know, obviously, Kurt Warner used to always tell the story about how his decision making was sped up because he played arena football. So I get that there are other versions of football that can be helpful to NFL players. I don't know if it goes the other way. I mean, obviously these guys are the top flight players in the game, but I don't know. I don't know anything about, like, is this going to be like when they first put together the dream team?
I think it's going to be worse. I think it'll be worse. I mean, so who are they going to play? You know?
Yeah.
We're playing Taiwan. Woo. 5'2", 106 pounds. I mean, what are we doing?
Nothing I would have said would have been as funny as that. So, I will just say this. I am eager to see how it plays out, and I am extremely eager to see if the Packers have a player on this team. That does interest me. I'd be lying if I said it didn't.
Jason, some of these details that came out about the Tush Push meeting just have me chuckling to myself. The fact that Jeffrey Lurie apparently talked for an hour to try to plead his case, which apparently ended up working because they didn't get enough votes.
Well, but who was the guy who said, like, are you done talking?
Yeah, Jed York. Any more bleep you have to say? But Jason, is there any seemingly mundane thing that you could talk an hour about?
No. I mean, let's be honest. I'm guessing there's plenty of people that think that I do that on a regular basis when I'm asking questions or hosting our show.
No, that was funny.
But I don't think mundane. No, this is, again,
seriously, this is a 1-yard play that Jeffrey Lurie just went in and talked an hour about for a 1-yard play.
Yeah, and he obviously is very proud of it, right? Like, I don't think he designed it. But it's his team that runs it. It's unstoppable. Although the Packers did stop it. I think they've stopped it twice over the years that they've been doing it. In fact, if I remember correctly from that playoff game, I mean, they got it on the subsequent play, so it's not that big of a deal. But I think the picture that they posted with the push on snarky remark, I think the Packers actually stopped that one and then got beat on it
that
on
is
the
correct.
Second time. So
that is correct.
So I'm happy for the Eagles because, gosh, you know, they celebrated this like they celebrated winning the Super Bowl. So I guess it really matters a lot to them. I think it's on borrowed time. And I think not only was it a bad look for the league to put the Packers in this spot, but I think ultimately a year from now when they go to the NFL meetings in March, wherever they are, that it's going to get voted out. How often do you remember a time when the league wanted something abolished or gotten rid of or changed and it didn't ultimately happen? They always get their way. The house always wins, and they will eventually get rid of this play. But I do wonder if they just eliminated the shoving from behind.
Yes. Agree.
Is that all it would take? Because again, the Packers run their version without that. It's very effective.
Well, without the shoving from behind, Jason, it's just a quarterback sneak.
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's my point. Is that why is this such an like maybe they just execute their quarterback sneaks better, and they have a quarterback who's sturdy enough to be behind that gigantic offensive line and be effective. Like, again, do we think Jordan Love, and this is not a knock on Jordan at all, but he is not the same build as Jalen Hurts. Like, this is why the Packers designed the Tucker Kraft, you know, the tight end sneak, right? Because,
yeah, because
they
Love's
don't
dainty.
Feel like they're, right.
No, he's not dainty. All right.
I think he's dainty.
Not the word I would have used. Personally.
Chewy keeps using that word to describe Jordan Love.
But Jason, he's closer to dainty than sturdy. Would you agree?
I hate it when you do this to me. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Closer to dainty than sturdy? Is that what the inquiry was?
Yes.
So on the spectrum,
yes.
Jordan Love is closer to dainty than sturdy, according to you.
Would you agree? Put it on the poll.
Jason, we have already asked our loyal listeners, is dainty for a quarterback a compliment? That was a resounding no, just so you know, in case you weren't sure.
How many people voted yes?
Not many.
So that's why we say stop taking them 9% out.
9%, and I took it as a win.
Jason, before we let you go, how confident are you that you could name all 50 states on a map? If we gave you a blank map, how confident are you that you'd be able to fill?
How much time do I get? Do I get all the commercial breaks?
Yeah. I mean,
I think I could. I am fairly confident I could do that. Yes. Now, give me a world map, and I'm in a lot more trouble.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. Geography is not my strong suit. But I was telling the guys that when I was in New York on Tuesday, a gentleman asked me where I was from. I said Wisconsin, and he said, "Where's that?" And I thought, "Well, okay, Wisconsin is tough. Sometimes people confuse it with Michigan." I said, "Well, it's right above Illinois." And he said, "Where's that?"
And he said, "Where's that?"
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you looked great. I can't remember where I was. I walked into some restaurant or something, and there you were on around the horn. And so I stopped, and of course, it had no sound. I don't know why they put those shows on in restaurants, and then you can't hear them. It is a debate show. The whole point is what you're saying.
Well, and if nothing else, Jason, and this is one of my I will die on this hill. If nothing else, put up closed caption. If it's a bar or a restaurant and you have a sports show on, a conversation show, the very least you can do, the bare minimum, is closed captions.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We will take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and we will check out the maps and see how we did on filling out.
I've got Chewy's graded. Are you done with yours?
So I'm missing one state. I have counted this thing 3 times, and it's 49 every time. So I got to go back one more time and figure out what state.
All right, your assignment's due by the end of the commercial break.
All right, sounds good. We'll be right back after this.
Taste what all the screaming is about with a buy one, get one sale at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores. It is going on through May 27th. Scream It Sicilian, known for tons of toppings and that buttery stone-fired crust. So it's the perfect time to stock on your freezers for your screaming favorites with a BOGO sale. Buy one, get one. Scream It Sicilian at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores. Stock up this Memorial Day weekend with your favorite Scream It Sicilian. Again, buy one, get one, going on through the 27th at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's not enough. It's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, yeah, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning to visit Milwaukee, you can enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. It's conveniently located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee's theater district. Deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, artists in residence, and nightly live music, so you will enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com. Chewy and I have turned in our maps, again, prompted by the gentleman in New York who asked me where Wisconsin is. I said, what percentage of Americans do you think can identify all 50 states on the map? And Chewy was very confident in his abilities to do so, and somehow I got roped into this sucker as well, so we have both turned in our maps to Professor.
What do you mean somehow? You were offended that we thought Chewy could do it, and then
you wanted to jump in. I was offended that you thought Chewy could do it better than I could do it. That was my offense. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. And so we have turned in our maps to Professor Neitzel, and Professor Neitzel, so my issue is, as we were talking to Jason Wilde, I counted over and over and over again, and I kept getting 49 states. So I'm like, I gotta be missing one in that little jammed up area over there by New York, New Jersey, Delaware, all those things. And so I could only get 49 states, Gabe. So I don't know which one I missed.
However, you just can't count. Apparently you can't count to 50. While you can name all 50 states on a map, you cannot actually count to 50.
Wait, so I got all the states?
You got all the states. You got all the states correct.
But I didn't know that I got all the states.
But you can't count to 50. So you take the win. I mean, you ended somehow you went 1-1, even though there was only one assignment. You won one, you lost one.
Yeah.
Chewy, 46 out of 50, bud.
No way.
You mixed up and you struggled to get Kansas, but you switched up Kansas and Nebraska. So you flipped those.
Oh.
And then somehow flipped Montana and Wyoming.
Ooh.
I did?
Big Sky.
Yes.
Okay, I've been to both of those.
Yeah.
Which one's next to Canada?
Oh, Montana.
Yeah, you put Wyoming.
That's a shame. Okay.
So you got 46 out of 50.
How many states have you been to? 50, I haven't been to Alaska and the Dakotas, but I will knock a Dakota out because Coach is at North Dakota State.
But I will knock a Dakota out.
How many have
Dakota
you been to?
Dakota gonna knock you out.
How many have you been to? All of them?
I have not been to all of them. There's some in kind of that Appalachia area that I have not visited, you know, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware. Haven't gone all the way up in New England.
Okay.
So Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. Still need to hit that.
You could do that in, let me see, you could do it in 4 hours?
Yeah, I was about to say, they're all so small.
Yeah, you hit Rhode Island, Connecticut, Mass. Just do a little small, Maine, you got to kind of go up for a little bit.
Here's what I got. I haven't been to Delaware, which is crazy.
You lived up there.
I lived in Connecticut, which is not that far. I've been to Maryland, but I've never been to Delaware.
How hard would it have been to drive through Massachusetts to get to
It's longer than you think.
Vermont.
And also Wayne's World. Remember, he's like, hey, we're in Delaware. Yeah. Basically, why would you go to Delaware? I've never been to Hawaii. So Hawaii is on my list.
I haven't done Hawaii.
Alaska?
Haven't done Hawaii or Alaska.
I've been to Alaska. We should talk about that in the break.
Okay.
Incredible. We had an amazing time. I have not been to Maine. Also,
you went to New Hampshire but didn't make it into Maine?
Yes, I went to New Hampshire for a wedding.
Again, how did you not? When you drove up to Idaho, you should have done the same thing. Just pop over to Maine.
100%. Couldn't agree more. Checked it off the old list. I've never been to New Mexico.
You're not missing much.
I enjoyed New Mexico.
You would.
If their football team gets a little better.
There's a lot of rolling coal in New Mexico.
It's got some nice mountains.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's very charming. I have never been to Wyoming.
Okay.
And maybe Montana as well. When Game Day went to Montana, I was not there. So they went and I did not go. And so that was an ability to check it off and I did not get to check it off. So I got six left.
Sounds like it, yeah. Well, so you've got both Dakotas. Why don't you just knock out both Dakotas when you go visit Coach, who's at North Dakota? Just bop on down to South Dakota.
I could. Sounds like a lot of work, though.
Doesn't it depend where in North Dakota he is?
Fargo. I think that's a little bit of a drive. I mean, a little bit might be 3 hours.
I am not familiar with my North Dakota geography.
That's a good point.
I think Fargo's a little, it's probably a 3 hour drive.
So Packers Outsiders weighing in saying, did you guys not do the 50 Nifty United States song in school? Easy way to remember them all.
No.
Couldn't agree more, Packers Outsider. My husband and my children have learned the 50 Nifty United States song. I never did.
How does it go, Joshy?
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. Carry on. I'm not going
to sing. I finally got him to sing, though.
I thought you were going to do that.
I think Gabe's the only one. We're going to sing the next Jewelry Center together.
We sang a song. We've all sung on the show.
Oh, that's
Joshy
true.
Did mm-hmm. the rendition of Hit Me Baby One More Time. Yeah. We did a couple of different songs.
That's true.
I also still think that when we all sang Jump On It should count.
You're right. Bomb.
Bomb. Bomb. Bomb. Exactly. So. What?
I mean, Fargo's like right on the border of North Dakota and Minnesota. And it's pretty far south in North Dakota. You could be able to bop over to South Dakota in an hour and a half.
If I cared, I'd do it. I mean, really. You know? I'm big on legwork.
This wouldn't be legwork. It'd be drive work. That's Hop in the car. You like driving around. You got time. Like,
I do have time.
I'm not telling you gotta run there.
I mean, if you want to, knock yourself out.
How far is Fargo from, say, a landmark / tourist attraction like the, I don't know, Mount Rushmore?
Looks like it's a pretty far distance.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
My son was just recruiting in South Dakota. A lot of 9-man football. Put on 4,000 miles in a week and a half.
Whoa.
Yeah. He doesn't have the greatest recruiting area.
What, just listen to a lot of podcasts?
I don't know what he does.
What are you doing 4,000 miles in a week and a half?
I don't know. On the phone a lot. A lot of coach speak.
Did you get a call? You got a couple calls?
Oh, a couple.
Yeah. Just trying to kill some time.
Yeah.
We will take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to. We talked about the tush push with Jason. And do you like, as a Packers fan, the position that the Packers were in, being asked essentially to float this out there, to be the sacrificial lamb, to be, and I've been saying, the dummy to the ventriloquist, right? Roger Goodell's the ventriloquist. The Packers were the dummy. They said what he wanted them to say. And here we are with the tush push existing for at least one more year. We'll discuss that when we come back.
At the Ewald Automotive Group, they don't just see the uniform. They see the people in them. They will service those who serve, our brave first responders. Thank you for all your dedication, sacrifice, and for keeping us safe. As always, service members and their families can benefit from the Military Advantage Program with special pricing and incentives. In an Ivory vehicle and a new car sold this month, Ewald will make a donation to local military and first responder charities. Thank you from the Ewald Automotive Group.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right
Ed
about anything.
Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size. What the?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Looking for a home can be a lot of things. Stressful, time-consuming, expensive. But looking for a home should be an exciting chapter in your life. The We Sell Group at Keller Williams knows this. Their passion is people. And now that my family and I are looking for a lake house to enjoy the Wisconsin summers even more, I feel their passion throughout the process. They are knowledgeable. They are approachable. They have unprecedented availability. Maybe you're looking for a lake house, or maybe you're a first-time home buyer. Either way, if you're navigating the home buying process, it will be easier with Rob and Nick from the We Sell Group by your side. The We Sell Group's selling process makes sure that the best and most competitive offers are made on your home. So get started on a stress-free journey today at wesell.kw.com. That's wesell.kw.com. I saw Charles Barkley pleading Mr. Halliburton's case yesterday, saying that he believes that Tyrese Halliburton's father, who famously taunted Giannis when the Bucks and Pacers were playing, that he should be allowed back to games. Thoughts, gentlemen?
I would agree with him if he didn't just go on and decide to lie on local television here in Milwaukee. Like, when he decided to do that, like, clearly there's just no remorse. No remorse. So I do not have any sympathy for him, the fact that he did not get to be in person at Madison Square Garden last night and see his son hit another incredible shot, the team that his son plays for make another incredible comeback. Don't have any sympathy.
I don't have a problem with it, but as long as he knows you're one and done, one more minor slip, you're gone. You're gone forever. I guess I don't have a problem with
it. Is it disrespectful to Giannis to allow him back, to basically shorten the punishment. This was a punishment for bad behavior, right? We can all agree on that. Him not being allowed to go to the games going forward is a punishment for bad behavior. Is it a bad look by the league if they rescind that punishment? Is it disrespectful to Giannis, who he was taunting? And again, the more you watch the video and the more angles you saw of it, there was just no way he was going to sell us on, to your point, Gabe, his version of the truth.
Oh, I didn't even see Giannis there.
Well, let me ask you this.
I was looking through him. I was looking at the crowd.
Should there be two sets of rules? Because if this guy wasn't the father of a player, he'd be gone.
Correct.
Gone.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's the dad of Halliburton, should he get kind of a pass? I would say yes, but didn't you restrict him to, like, you're nowhere by the court? You're not anything lower than 20 rows.
Because, again, like, this is the first time I remember this happening. Like, in the middle of a playoff series, right? Like, Giannis and... You know, Giannis talked about it, you know, in the post game after it had happened, where his mom was like, after they won a championship, like, after you win a championship, yeah, have your family come out. Like, yeah, who cares, right?
Yeah.
But they still in the middle of a series to come out and taunt somebody like that?
Yeah, no, it's...
And, again, this is up to the Pacers. This was a Pacers decision. Unless the league won...
I think Adam Silver may have a say in it as well.
Well, sure. But unless, again, they're pulling an NFL and going, hey, take care of this yourselves or we'll take care of it for you. But the way that it was initially presented was, hey, this is something that the Pacers decided to do in terms of, because the league doesn't want, last night was a fantastic game. The comeback or the shot that Tyrese hit, you know, to beat the Bucks when his dad came out on the floor, like they want the story to be about the game and they want the story to be about sure. Tyrese and what he does, not some dad wandering out onto the floor. So. Yeah, I think to your point, Chu, yeah, maybe they just, hey, you can come back to the game. We're putting you in a suite.
Yeah, yeah.
We're putting you up top. We're not going to have you anywhere near, because they don't want any stories, especially in the Eastern Conference Finals, to be about anything but what's happening on the floor between these two teams.
I just think the basic thing here is serve your punishment. This was the punishment. You behaved badly. They threw down a punishment. Just serve it. I just don't understand why now they're getting sentimental about, like, oh, you know, he's missing out on these moments. Yeah, that's what a punishment is.
Yeah.
It can't be the parent that's like, oh, man, I grounded you, but now your friends are all going out, and it looks like they're having a great time, and now I feel bad that you're missing out. Missing out is the punishment!
Yeah.
Right? That's supposed to deter the behavior going forward, I guess, in this case. It was just supposed to show that the league was going to crack down on this type of thing. I don't think that they should rescind it. Joshy, where do you stand on this?
I'm indifferent. I understand why it would be. I mean, his son's at a spot they didn't expect him to be. Let's be honest. And there seems to be a real potential, and I think that's what Chuck is getting at, that the Indiana Pacers do end up winning this series, therefore putting him in the championship. And while I understand this is the punishment, I think at very least he should be able to be in a box or be away from the court. And you kind of do a happy medium. Let's be honest, you make special accommodations for your stars all the time. You let them sit in a box. Let them sit in the nosebleeds, wherever.
What was the punishment?
Well,
indefinite ban?
Foreseeable future was the way it was, like, worded. Yeah. Like, he's going to stay away from home and road games for the foreseeable future.
Maybe not for this series. Serve your time. But if he does make it to the championship.
Let me ask you a question. If this had happened to LeBron James, right, face of the league, been, you know, around all these years, superstar, Hall of Famer, etc., would they call LeBron and say, hey, we're thinking about doing this. What do you think? How do you feel about this?
Probably, because LeBron's been pretty vocal in terms of league matters. I don't know if Giannis really cares anymore.
Well, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
I would say, just to do your due diligence, if you're even considering this, I'd call Giannis and say, here's what we're thinking. Giannis is family. Maybe Giannis will be like, yes.
He would. I guarantee Giannis would say fine.
Exactly. But yes. I think you extend that offer to Giannis so that it doesn't look disrespectful to him when you undermine or shorten the punishment for somebody that taunted him in that situation. So I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do it, the very least you could do is give Giannis a call and say, how do you feel about this? Take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We got a lot more to get to in the second hour. Stick around.